Vic Fedeli, the former two-term North Bay mayor, is seeking a fifth term as Nipissing MPP. The local PC candidate says he is proud of what the Conservative government under Doug Ford has achieved since they took office about 7 years ago. "We created a million jobs in the province of Ontario since we were elected," said Fedeli after a February 19 debate at the Cogeco Your TV studios. "Tremendous support comes into Nipissing every year. I continue to bring resources here, whether it's to the hospital, long-term care, or Ontario Northland. I listen to the people and I deliver what they ask for," he added. Fedeli secured his fourth term as Nipissing's MPP in 2022, when he garnered 50.2% of the vote, with NDP candidate Erica Lougheed well behind at 28.3% in the second spot. He also points out critical investments in the region to things like high-speed internet, and as for the hot topic of healthcare, Fedeli points out the Ford government has hired 100,000 new nurses along with 15,000 new doctors. On the transportation front, Fedeli promises the 2+1 highway project will come into place for the dangerous Highway 11 North Corridor. "It's a three-lane highway which will switch to two lanes going north and one coming south, and two lanes going south and one going north. It is complicated and we want to make sure that we do it right, and it is well underway," said Fedeli about the project, which was announced in November 2022. Fedeli, who also held the cabinet title of Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade, says he has been working hard going door to door talking to constituents during this campaign. During those interactions, he says the hot topic continues to be the tariff threat from Trump. "You cannot turn a television on, go online, turn a radio or open a newspaper page without seeing that Trump," said Fedeli. "And now he's spreading this joy worldwide. We are going to feel a world of hurt here in Ontario. I've said before that we are at war. It's an economic war, but we're at war. There will be no money for anything new if these tariffs come and they are prolonged, so we have really got to manage ourselves with these tariffs so that we can go ahead and afford the increases we want to spend in education, healthcare, and long-term care along with all the other things," Fedeli added. The election takes place on February 27.